Let us pray. May my words and our thinking be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, we have come together this morning for this act of remembrance, as we remember before God those who have died in the service of their country. On this Remembrance Sunday, we are doing things rather differently. Instead of gathering together in Medmenham Churchyard, we are here on Zoom in our homes. It may all feel rather strange, so very different from windswept parades in towns or village memorials, or in Commonwealth cemeteries, or inside one of our churches. And yet, if we think back to previous acts of remembrance, they too have taken place in unexpected places and settings. In forward operating bases in Afghanistan, with a cross made out of spent ammunition shells. On ships at sea, in cold, windy outposts. But there is no place where God is not. There is no place where we cannot stand or sit before him to remember. And as we remember, we often find that symbols help us with our remembering. The poppies we are wearing or holding or have on display in our homes. Poppies that remind us of scarlet blood shed alongside green shoots of hope. The cenotaph in Whitehall represents another symbol that we link with remembrance. That monument that celebrates its centenary this year was never intended to be permanent, but to be a temporary focus to symbolise the unprecedented losses of the First World War. It was due to stand for 1 week in 1919 and was designed in plaster and wood by Edward Lutyens. However, perhaps also unexpectedly, it proved so popular that it was remade in Portland stone and unveiled by King George V on Armistice Day, 11th of November 1920. Cenotaph simply means empty tomb. It means, rather like the tomb of the unknown soldier, that anyone can identify with it, in their own mourning, in their own losses, particularly those families whose sons, fathers, brothers, husbands never came back and have no known grave. Its emptiness is found both inside and out, as no lists of war dead are inscribed on its white stone. It is a towering symbol of silence, soaking up the 100 years of annual 2 minute silence that have gathered at its foot. In the face of the tragedy of war, sometimes we have no words. But from those silences can come deep and perhaps unexpected responses and strength. And I'd like to share with you two stories where symbols of hope and love and refusal to give up have come out of tragedy. The first is a story that begins on the Scottish estate of Doonside. Those of you who are former military personnel may be familiar with it as a place to stay. As you walk through the door of what is now a wonderful country hotel, on the wall is a painting of three young boys, Alistair, Roderick and Ian, who lived at Doonside with their parents, Sir Alexander and Lady Rachel McRobert. Sadly, Sir Alistair died in 1922. The eldest son, Alistair, was killed aged 26, in 1938 in a flying accident. Roderick was lost in action in 1941, aged 26, while leading a flight of Hurricanes in an attack on an airfield in Iraq. The youngest, Ian, a pilot in the Royal Air Force, was reported missing when his aircraft failed to return from a rescue mission, less than 6 weeks after the death of his brother. Like those recalled at the cenotaph, his body was never recovered. Most people would have been crushed by these losses, but Lady McRobert was not most people, and provided a symbol of hope for others, a symbol of refusing to give up, known to this day as McRobert's reply. She wrote a moving letter to the Secretary of State for Air, Sir Archibald Sinclair, saying that she had no more sons to wear the McRobert crest. But instead, she sent £25,000 to finance an aircraft to bear that crest, a frond of bracken and an Indian rose crossed. The aircraft was to be called McRobert's Reply, and that letter is framed and hangs on the wall at Doonside. Since then, 15 Squadron have known several McRobert's Reply aircraft, along with its crest, right up to the 15 Squadron Tornadoes who returned from their base in Germany at RAF Larbrook to Lossiemouth in Scotland, where the McRobert's Reply was on home soil once again. The McRobert's Trust still supports the armed forces today. The second story is much closer to home, a story that you may well be familiar with, which took place at Cowley's Wood, just the other side of Christmas Common. Here, as the poem read by Brenda described, a plane crashed into the hillside, possibly having hoped to land at RAF Benson, following a sortie on the night of the 31st of March, 1944. The 7 crew members of the Halifax were all killed. But, rather like Lady McRobert, the families of the crew refused to allow their loved ones to be forgotten by themselves or others. Eventually, rather like a very much smaller version of the cenotaph, this time in Lincolnstone, a memorial was placed at the spot deep in the woods. And twice a year, on the anniversary in March and at Remembrance, a now elderly man and his wife travel south to lay a wreath and to pay their respects to the father that this old man had never known. He is the son of one of the 7-man crew, born 6 weeks after his father died. You can visit the site today and at the foot of the memorial see the poppy wreath of remembrance and hope and love and a refusal to give up, along with a line of 7 crosses. I said that there were 2 stories of hope, love and refusal to give up that have come out of tragedy, but in fact there is a third. We have been reminded by our Bible reading that Don read to us, the story of Jesus. Jesus, the one who put into action the words, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." The one who not only lay down his life for his friends, but for all people, refusing to give up on the human race. The one whose flesh was torn not by shrapnel, but by nails, whose side was pierced not by bullets, but by a spear. And we have his symbol of hope and love and remembering, the cross. And so, as we remember before God those who have died in order that we may have the freedom to hope and to love, let us be people who do not give up remembering the ones who gave their tomorrows for our today. Amen.